This is the TTPA, Tani Talks Pirkei Avos, the shiur where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice. To say, we are looking at chapter 4, paragraph 15, Perek Dalet Mishnah Tet Vav, here in the season 6 of the Mishnah elucidated of the Pirkei Avos. Rabbi Yanai Omer, Ein Biyadinu Lo Mishavas HaRishraim Ve'af Lo Miyasuri HaTzadikim. Rabbi Masya Ben Charash Omer, Havi Makdim Mishlom Kol Odom Ve'havi Zanav L'Arayas Ve'alti Rosh L'Shu Olim. Rabbi Yanai says, it is not in our hands to explain either the peacefulness of the wicked or the suffering of the righteous. The age-old question, why do the righteous suffer and the wicked prosper? We don't know. Even Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know. He asked Hashem. Hashem said, you can't really understand. You could only look at my back and you can't really understand all the aspects to it here. Rabbi Yanai says, it's not in our hands to explain either the peacefulness of the wicked or the suffering of the righteous. As human beings, we lack the ability to understand why the wicked sometimes succeed in this world and are at peace while the righteous suffer, as Rav points out. God certainly has good reasons for how he treats the wicked and the righteous, but those reasons are often beyond us. We find that even the prophets struggled with this issue, as it says in Yirmiyahu, Tzadik ta Hashem, madua derech v'sham salechad shelu kol bog de baged. You are righteous, Hashem. Why does the way of the wicked prosper, and why are all the betrayers at peace? Indeed, the Gemara in Brachos 7 says that even Moshe was troubled by this question, as we mentioned. He asked God to reveal his reasons to him. See Shemos, Perek Lama Gimel. The Gemara cites a difference of opinion as to whether God granted his request. It's beyond the scope of the work to go through all resolutions to the question that had been proposed by the greatest thinkers. You can see the Yad Avram for that. And Rav Masya ben Charash says, greet every person before he greets you, even if the other person is less respected than you are, Tiferes Yisrael points out. This applies whether the other person is a Jew or a non-Jew, Rav points out. By acting in this manner, a person demonstrates humility, shows that he considers the other person important, the Derech Chaim points out. This promotes the cause of peace among people, as Sivzecha Chamem Tiberachos points out. We know there was a great sage, Mibrab Yochan, who said that I never had anyone greet me first. When someone beat me to it, I was very upset. We're supposed to have a wonderful countenance, a cheerful, pleasant appearance, and a smile on our face with everyone we meet, whether it's the security guard or the barista, whether it's the crossing guard or someone you call for customer service. These are all people helping you. You should talk to them and face them off in the right way, in the right manner. And be a tail to lions to people greater than yourself. Do not be a head to foxes to people less wise than yourself. It is better to be a student of people wiser than yourself than to be a teacher of people less wise than yourself. A person who learns from a teacher greater than himself constantly advances in his knowledge. Someone who can do this and instead chooses to teach students who are weaker than himself is likely to lose ground in his learning, as Rambam commentary and Rabbi Yonah points out. Others explain that it is preferable to be the least distinguished person of a group of great people than to be the most distinguished member of a group of ordinary people, as Rashi points out, and Tiferes Yisrael. So we don't always know the answers to the question. A lot of time we'll get the solution much later in life. Maybe we'll get reward in the world to come, but do what we can to be involved in mitzvahs and chesed and Torah. Even if we stumble and fall day in and day out, tzadik v'kam. The pasuk teaches us, get up and try again, keep going. The rest of the day you could work. And we know that you should greet every person first and with a nice countenance, with a nice interaction, with good derech eretz, kamala Torah, every person you interact with, especially non-Jewish people, to make a kiddush Hashem. Make sure to be that tail to lions, follow after the sages, rather to be the head to foxes, the head to the foolish people in this world, and therefore you could learn and try to avail yourself of these ideas in this world to make your life better, to make the world around us better, and to do mitzvahs and chesed and Torah learning to make the whole world better every single day. Join us next time as we talk a very famous parable analogy. Rabbi Yaakov teaches us about this world being a corridor and the next world being a actual banquet hall. And let's talk about the next time, God willing, Blaine Ender here on the TTPA. And I'm your host, Tani.